It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Top of the hour. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid and SportsGrid.com. I'm Craig Mish along with George Kurtz. It is 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central, and our show runs every day noon to 2 Eastern. For those of you who may be watching for the first time, Fantasy Sports Talk for 2 hours every single day right here, giving you the latest that's going on in sports and helping you win your fantasy leagues. Of course, we've got a full slate of games in the NBA tonight. We're going to preview that coming up in about 10 minutes with Brett Levy. And speaking of the NBA, would you believe that, George, before we get to our headlines, that another player is basically coming out of nowhere to play in the NBA? They're going to run through like 1,000 different players this season. We've just never seen anything like this before.
You have to. You don't have a choice here. I mean, we're going to have to get used to this if we want to play, if we want these games to be played. I congratulate the NBA for what they're doing. They're finding ways to keep the season going. All right. Now, the NBA is a much smaller roster than hockey, football, or baseball, and they're going to have to go through this. So, like I said, I like what I'm seeing here from the NBA. I may not be an NBA guy, but I follow it enough that I understand what's going on here. I applaud them. I said, I applaud what Silva's done here. We all want the games to be played, right? So, we're all going to have to make adjustments. We're all going to have to live with the fact that you don't know who's going to play on a night by night basis. Would you rather have the league shut down for a month? No, I don't think anybody wants that. So, we're all going to have to adjust to what's going on in this COVID age.
Yep, and hockey coming back real soon, so looking forward to that. Let's get to our headlines here on the show. Greg Monroe has been added now, will become, if I'm not mistaken, the 541st player set to play this season, breaking the previous record of 540. Monroe made his season debut last night. Nuggets and Warriors headline tonight's 8-game NBA slate. Central Michigan, they're going to fill the void in the Sun Bowl against Washington State, as the University of Miami is not in that game, and the Arizona Bowl was canceled. So, I mean, we are just getting started with bowl cancellations, although we do have 5 bowl games today, George. I mean, this is right up your alley here. I'll go through them real quick. We have the Birmingham Bowl. Houston already leads Auburn 7-0. We have the First Responders Bowl between Air Force and Louisville. Pick'em game, so should be a good one. Liberty Bowl, Mississippi State and Texas Tech. Holiday Bowl is UCLA and NC State as a short favorite. I believe NC State -2. And the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, which is West Virginia and Minnesota. So, George, I know that, look, college football on a Tuesday with all of your duties here on Sports Grid, it's not going to be easy for you to watch all 5 bowl games today. But I would encourage you maybe to just flip one on or two for the end of a game. You may catch something you like.
You know, Craig, for you, when I come home after this, I got to make a run an errand. But when I come home, I will flip on a game up until I have to go ref. For you, I will do that, Craig. You know, until hockey starts tonight. Hockey's coming back tonight, maybe.
We'll see. That's true. Yeah. Good to have all sports back again, no doubt. Going back to the NFL here for a minute, report from Chicago says that the reason why Allen Robinson hasn't really participated all that much is he's been struggling from contracting COVID-19. And it just goes to show you here, George, is that we simply don't know how anyone is going to feel or not feel from getting this. You know, certainly vaccinated or unvaccinated, seemingly the virus just has different takes on different people. Allen Robinson, I don't know if he'll be back in Chicago next season. He certainly hasn't had a good year at all. We always have this narrative that he's never been able to play with a really good quarterback. But, you know, kind of sad to see this happening to him, especially in a season where the Bears have just needed any help they can get.
Yeah, strange, right, for him to have this bad a season. Even when he was healthy, they were not using him. Mooney's the breakout guy there. And A-Rod was not happy about that because he didn't want to get the franchise tag. He wanted a long-term contract before the season started here. So, you know, he's not happy about this at all. So, I think if he can get out, he's getting out. Would he sign a long-term contract with the Bears? Of course he would. They offered him the most money. Yeah, money solves all the problems here. But I do have to think that he'll be on another team next season. That being said, there's a lot of shakeups that I think could go on in Chicago, right? New head coach. I think there'll be a new GM. Fields will be your quarterback, but he's got to learn to stay healthy too. Right? He can't stay healthy for more than two games before getting hurt here. That being said, though, I think of the rookie quarterbacks, he looks the best to me. I know Mac Jones has got the most wins, but they're protecting him in New England. Good defense, great coaching there. They're making sure he doesn't lose the games there. From what I've seen on the field, when Fields is healthy, I think Chicago does have something there, and they better because they don't have it for a team playing this poorly. They don't even have a first round pick next year. They traded that, which, by the way, I'm not going to knock them for. If Fields is the guy and he's the franchise quarterback, you got to do what you got to do to get him. So it'll be okay. We're not sure about that yet, but I can understand that. But the New York Giants are going to be sitting pretty with what looks like a top 10 pick at worst.
I mean, they should have a top three pick, I would think, at the end of the season, right? Jacksonville has the number one pick. They have the most losses. Jets or Houston got? Oh, Houston has four wins already. So Jets are probably second. Giants are third. So, George, I think you'll get your wish there. I think they'll be a top five, right?
I think they'll be top five, yeah. Does Houston really have four wins? God, they do.
Yeah, they went over their total. Yeah.
How'd that team?
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Win four games. Detroit bad. When Chicago's got what, four wins? Five wins. Oh, so they're stuck with some other teams here.
Seattle has five wins. Oh, five? Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, listen.
And Seattle, by the way, they don't have a first round pick either. That goes to the Jets. Good job, yeah. Seattle. Outstanding.
Yeah. Rough year for them, too. Okay. Coming up next, we're going to bring in Brett Levy, go through tonight's NBA DFS slate, and see if we can help you out over on FanDuel tonight. So stay on the grid. We got eight games to discuss. Players in, players out. We'll have it for you. Take it away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The challenge of playing the NBA DFS slate is pretty serious unless you are really paying attention, because all day long we're getting word of different players being out with COVID and injuries and just getting maintenance. And so to walk us through all this, we're going to bring in our producer, Brett Levy. Of course, you can you know, certainly catch Brett here with us on the show doing some fantasy reality. And Brett and I hosted the Christmas Day edition of In Game Live this past Saturday. And great to be with you, Brett. Happy holidays. Good to see you again.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun hanging out with you on Christmas, Craig. And I have a lot of fun hanging out with you during this segment throughout the week. And yeah, you mentioned it. Lots of COVID issues affecting my lineup that I made this morning, Craig, to try and avoid some of these problems. And it just doesn't matter, right? Because the clock turns noon and another guy is out. So look, I had Darius Garland and Josh Giddey in my lineup. Obviously, can't use either of those players. So we'll have to find some new options tonight. But luckily for me, Craig, 8 games tonight. So it's not one of those small slates.
All right. Well, we're going to put you on the spot and have you do it here because we got no other choice. So let's take a look at some potential players that you could use tonight over on FanDuel and the pricing. One of Brett's favorite players is Kemba Walker. So we should have known that he would be in the lineup tonight at 7,600. Darius Garland no longer playing for Cleveland tonight. He's out. So 7,700, we're going to have to replace him. Tyrese Maxey is 6,800. And Josh Giddey, who we've seen quite a bit in our DFS segments, is also out tonight with COVID. All right, so pull up the app, Brett. We got to do this here. So you got 7,700 from Darius Garland to replace. You've got 6,400 from Josh Giddey to replace. And walk us through the reasoning behind Walker and Maxey.
Yeah, so Kemba coming off that excellent Christmas Day game, Craig. Look, he just looks good. Looks rejuvenated, new energy. He's excited to be the point guard there. And I think the city's excited to come watch him play. And then, look, for Tyrese Maxey, he's just low-priced for over 30 minutes a night. You know exactly what you're getting. He plays with all the Sixers superstars, so assist opportunities. He has, you know, the ability to shoot threes in the offense. He has got the ball in his hand. So that's just... those are like guys who I think are mid-level price that you can definitely have in your lineup. Who I'm probably looking to replace my guys with, Craig, I may go over to the Houston Rockets game because we got some late news this morning there that Jalen Green is going to be active tonight. He was the second overall pick. Big-time scoring guard. I guess kind of came straight out of high school. He went to the G League last year, Craig, and did his 1 year out of college playing professionally, but in a special circumstances where they put a lot of the top prospects on a team and have them practice and work out together and play some games. So he was part of that G League Ignite team. And then Kevin Porter Jr., who's been out a lot for Houston over the last 3 weeks, I'm not exactly sure what he's been dealing with, if it's just been an injury or a mix of injury and COVID. But Kevin Porter Jr. also expected to be in the lineup tonight, Craig. He's another guy. Houston puts the ball in his hands, gives him plenty of shot opportunities. This was a kid going into college that was expected to be a top 5 pick, slipped in the draft, struggled in Cleveland, and has really refound his game in Houston, played pretty well last year after being picked up for them, was a big time scorer. And I think him and Jalen Green, having missed so much time, Craig, they're going to have some energy to get back out on the court tonight. And if you don't have energy just getting back out on the court, how about going up against Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, and the Lakers? You know, you're just a little more amped when the other team's wearing Lakers or Celtics or Knicks on their jersey, right?
Yeah, no, definitely so. And especially guys that we are not accustomed to seeing. I mean, that seems to be the new thing in the NBA for sure. All right, let's take a look at some of the bigs that we're going with tonight. And obviously, if there's any issues, Brett, with these players, let me know and we'll get them out of the lineup. Harrison Barnes priced at 6,200. Malik Beasley at 6,400. Julius Randle of the Knicks at 8,700. Freddie Gillespie is just about minimum priced here at 4,400. And then, wow, Boogie Cousins you got in the lineup tonight. Didn't expect to see that. He is 5,600 tonight.
Yeah, well, DeMarcus Cousins has been playing really well for the Bucks here as of late, Craig. And, you know, with Giddey and Darius Garland in my lineup, he maxed out the budget, which is always what I try and do for this segment. Just spend all the money we can, see how many guys we can fit in here. Freddie Gillespie, he's a 10-day guy, but he's just been playing huge minutes, really important minutes for the Magic. So Look, I really like him tonight, to be honest. I said Magic. That's not who he's playing for. Oh, yeah, it is. The Magic. I thought it was Toronto. I was a little confused. He was on Toronto last year. Now he's on Orlando playing big minutes and playing really well in those minutes, Craig. Julius Randle playing well for the Knicks. Again, their number one option every night. So he's kind of the guy I'm spending up for on this slate with a soft matchup for the Knicks. I don't think, you know, Minnesota with all their COVID problems are going to be able to deal with the Knicks. Now, that being said, Minnesota's releasing a new report here in the next few minutes with their updated COVID protocols, because the one they released this morning had everyone cleared, which was clearly an error. So they're trying to correct the error, and we'll have updated information from Minnesota. But Malik Beasley is healthy for Minnesota. I do know that for a fact, Craig. So I can pencil him into the lineup, and he's a big money guy, gets paid, you know, north of 20 mil a year, Craig. So they're going to find shot attempts for guys that they're paying money, and no Anthony Edwards, most likely, no D'Angelo Russell, most likely. So the shot attempts will be there for Malik Beasley tonight.
Yeah, and look, there's a couple of really good games tonight in the NBA, and again, pending COVID stuff, no doubt. But, I mean, Brett, tonight's marquee game, it looks to be Golden State and Denver. The game is in Oakland tonight. And as far as I know, Jokic and Curry are both playing in this one. I see Golden State minus 7.5 in this game. Before we get you out of here, who do you like in this game tonight?
Yeah, it should be a fun game, Craig. I am excited to watch this one. Yeah, two guys that are definitely in the MVP conversation, although I guess most people would be leaning towards Steph tonight. Yeah, I'd probably be on Golden State as well, Craig, if I were to bet this game. I'm not going to stay up to watch a 10:30 basketball game, though, Craig. I don't think I could do it with all the work I'm doing behind the scenes here. But I will watch the first half. I'll definitely have it on. It's on NBA TV, so that's good. Everyone gets to watch Steph Curry and Jokic, who are definitely guys that on the East Coast we don't get to see enough, Craig. So that's why you have to stay up to 10:30 to at least get the first half.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. Going to be hard for me to get that game past midnight, I think, during the week with the things that I have. Although I am off tomorrow, so I do have some options as far as that is concerned. But all right, Brett, we'll check in with you again coming up in just a few minutes for some fantasy reality. Thanks again for coming on.
Sounds good. Enjoy the NBA tonight, Craig.
All right, I will do. Day off for me tomorrow, and so I'm looking forward to that, kind of recharging a little bit and then getting back with you guys here on Thursday afternoon, just kind of going through some of the news and notes here as far as the NFL is concerned. Still kind of waiting on some clarity here as far as the San Francisco 49ers as to who will be playing at quarterback for this week. Yesterday we found out Jimmy Garoppolo has an issue with his finger. Could be Trey Lance playing for them, so certainly we'll keep an eye there. Also out west, the Las Vegas Raiders are hopeful that, how about this, tight end Darren Waller could practice on Wednesday. Waller has not played since Thanksgiving, and now with the Raiders still very much alive in the playoff hunt, maybe you'll get your, and I will get my Darren Waller back in a lineup this week. Speaking of which, a lot of questions going into the week. Can you trust players on Arizona? Can you trust players on Philly?
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
Social Casino. It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Philadelphia, Washington, and some others. You may have no choice. We'll touch on that next, coming up on Fantasy Sports Today, as George Kurtz joins me next. And we are here till 2 o'clock Eastern, right here on Sports Grid. Fantasy Sports Today, Monday through Friday, noon to 2 Eastern. And we're back in just a couple of minutes. So stay on the grid. Be right back. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We do have some breaking news in the COVID NFL world that is fantasy football. And George, let's get right to it here. ESPN reports that Carson Wentz has tested positive for COVID, the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, which according to reports that say that he is not vaccinated, which puts him out for this Sunday's game against the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, I will give Wentz credit for something. He is the one quarterback I always see on the sidelines wearing that mask. I will say that. But certainly, you know, that unfortunately has not helped him enough to stay away from the virus like most people. And he's going to be out Sunday. I think Sam Ellinger is the backup here, although I would wonder, George, if that call is not made back to Phillip Rivers again this week for the Colts. If Rivers was to sign with the Colts, he could potentially play this week and next, as the Colts chase down a playoff berth right now. As it stands, they are one of the wild card teams, but the Raiders seemingly, you know, have things going at least temporarily in the right direction. They've won two close games back to back. FanDuel has taken the odds off the board. It went from -7 to -5, and now it's done. And certainly that's a pretty big story, because it also affects Michael Pittman and some of the other offensive players on the Colts. Imagine riding Jonathan Taylor to a championship week, and the Raiders know exactly what's coming this week.
And they will know exactly what's coming, because it's going to be a whole lot of Taylor. And let's not forget that in that game against Arizona on Saturday, the Colts at one time were without four of their top five offensive linemen in that game, and Darius Leonard, their all-world linebacker. He was out for the game as well here. So the Colts have been hit with COVID. They have been hit pretty hard. I believe they put four players. When I say I believe, I mean I know they put four players on the COVID IL yesterday. Now, granted, those four players, the top player out of those four was Marlon Mack, who's hardly used anymore. So they weren't top players, but they're losing depth a lot here. I'm looking now at their offensive line. Every member of their starting offensive line either has COVID or is questionable to play. Only Eric Fisher and Ryan Kelly, I said those two are questionable. Quentin Nelson, Glowinski, Braden Smith all have COVID. We don't know when they'll be back here. So this is not good for the Colts. I don't think they've locked up a playoff spot. You know, they do need to win a game, at least one of their final two games here to get in. So not good for the Colts here at all. They're in right now the fifth seed, tied with the Buffalo Bills, Cincinnati Bengals, New England Patriots, all at 9-6. And this is good for the Raiders. Right, the Raiders are in the 10th spot, 8-7, tied with three other teams, Miami, Baltimore, and the Chargers. Now they play the Colts, a team ahead of them by a game. If they win this game, they would win a tiebreaker over the Colts. And next week they play the Chargers. That could be a win and get in game for these two teams, Raiders or the Chargers here. So yeah, this has significant implications here. I don't think Phillip Rivers is coming back to the team. I'd be really surprised. He's nowhere near close. I mean, he's not coming back to New Orleans, which is for where he's living right now. I think he's living in Florida offhand, pretty close. I don't see him going to Indianapolis. I don't think that's happening. So I think Rivers is probably done here. Ellinger going to make his first start on Sunday.
Yeah, no, it definitely looks like that is the case. What a big start to make in a playoff spot. Just to kind of repeat, Carson Wentz, according to ESPN, placed on the COVID-19 list. Unfortunately for him, we wish him a speedy recovery. And we'll be following a lot more this week, no doubt. Wentz not a fantasy starting quarterback at this stage, but the players around him are. And so that's the bigger story this week. Raiders defense becomes a possibility too. They played pretty well against Denver. Lots of question marks going into the week for sure. And George, we probably should start with the biggest question mark of all is what is going on with the Arizona Cardinals? This is essentially, it feels like the third year in a row that they've just completely fallen flat. You know, Kyler Murray, you know, has not looked the same. I feel like you can't bench him this week, but can't feel great about going into this week. I mean, somehow you survived playing Murray last week. Can you survive again? Now, Chase Edmonds had a wonderful week last week, but now James Conner is going to be back. So those guys could split again. AJ Green, you can't play. Kirk has been great. And look, I played Zach Ertz. I'm going to continue to play Zach Ertz. This guy gets a million targets throughout the game. It seems like he's the favorite target of Kyler Murray. So, you know, I got to say, playing in a championship, and I'm not biased at all here, George, I would consider playing Kirk and Ertz. And then obviously if I have Murray, but boy, if I have other options, I may try it. I'm worried about Arizona.
Well, as you said it seems like it's 3 years in a row. Doesn't seem like it has been 3 years in a row where this team has done the swan song at the end where they just don't play very well for whatever reason. Last year, okay, Murray was hurt. You could see that he was clearly hurt, probably shouldn't have been playing at all. And they couldn't beat a depleted San Fran team in the last week of the season. They missed the playoffs. Excuse me. This year, you want to blame Hopkins for being hurt? All right, fine. But they weren't. It wasn't like he was a major part of the offense when he was in there anyway. So they have all sorts of issues here for whatever reason. Now, they have clinched the playoff spot. So they're not going to fall out of the playoffs. But a loss here and a win by the Rams means the division title is over. Right now, they're a game behind the Rams. But they do win the tiebreaker right now if they can get into a tie with the Rams. They're only a game behind there. So the problem here is this. Rams play Baltimore early game on Sunday. I think the Rams take care of business there. I think Baltimore's falling off the tracks here with that secondary. So if the Rams win, Arizona doesn't have much to play for here against the Cowboys. Yeah, they got to figure things out on offense. I agree with you 100%. If I have Kyler Murray, I don't in any league, at least not any league that I'm still alive in. I can't see myself benching him. I can't see that. I'm going to have to ride with him here. Chase Edmonds at running back, you can run against Dallas. You can run against them because they're coming after the quarterback and they're coming hard after the quarterback. But there are some running lanes here. So I'm starting Edmonds. If Connor comes back, the man scores touchdowns. All right? That's what he does. So I think I have to start him, Craig. I don't think I could sit Connor. I just don't think I can. I may be worried a little bit about it. Because I don't think Dallas is going to blow out Arizona where the running game is going to be non-existent. I think it'll be a competitive game. So I'm probably going to start Connor. I'm not starting AJ Green. Christian Kirk, probably yes, but I'm not thrilled about it. I'm not. I want to see what else on my roster. Ertz is a definite yes. Ertz has been great, as you said. I think Murray has eyes for Ertz wherever he is. That's always his first read is all the time. Throw the ball to Ertz and the Cowboys, not the greatest at covering the tight end.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that you could possibly have 11 better tight ends than Zach Ertz to play. Like, it's just, it's not possible at this stage, given the lack of production from tight end. So that's a decision I'll have to actually make Sunday, Waller or Ertz, depending on if Waller plays. I got to really think about that one. So, okay, now more question marks on the side of Seattle. And I think that this is really legitimate at this point because I get concerned, George, when teams are playing for nothing. And that means players are playing for themselves. So essentially, who are those guys that are going to show up even in a game like this coming up on Sunday? Now, Russell Wilson, to me, has not looked right. But again, you could pretty much pencil in 150 and two touchdowns for him, or at least one. Rashad Penny looks extremely viable based on what he did last week and the week before. DK Metcalf, I mean, very fortunate to get that touchdown at the beginning of the game. He's been a pretty big disappointment this season. Lockett is a huge boom or bust candidate. And for all the jokes I made about Gerald Everett a couple of weeks ago, he's actually shown up and been pretty good the last couple of weeks. So I guess he is back on the fantasy map. And look, the weather was horrible in Seattle. They still managed to put up okay fantasy points. But like I said, George, this is a huge concern. Uncharted waters here for Seattle being out of it with still two games to go.
Yeah, now, I think this is Russell Wilson's last home game in Seattle. I think he will leave after the season. I think he'll be traded for a variety of reasons. I don't think Wilson and Carroll can survive anymore. Wouldn't shock me if they're both gone, but I'm pretty sure at least one's going to go away here. And I think that person will be Wilson. I don't think he'll play there anymore. So That's interesting to me. Of course, they're not going to make any kind of announcement, but I think Russell Wilson knows this in the back of his head, that it's his last home game. They're at Arizona week 18. I had this decision to make in my finals because it's a super flex league. I have Rodgers, Cousins, Wilson. That game between Green Bay and Minnesota Sunday night is supposed to be played in single digits. All right, about 4 or 5 degrees with a 11 mile per hour wind, which is going to feel like below zero. I doubt I'm starting Rodgers and Cousins in that game. I don't see myself doing that. I'm probably going to start Wilson against Detroit and take a chance. You said, what'd you say, 150 yards and 2 touchdowns? I'll take that. If you were to tell me that right now, I that's not even asking much. I'll take the, 11 points. He doesn't run anymore, right? He's not going to run. So I need him to put do some damage to the air, so I'll do that. I'm probably starting all of these guys outside of Everett. You know, you might be able to do better than Everett. I'm not saying don't start Everett. But I think you might be able to do better depending on what tight ends on your roster. But I'm going to start Wilson, Penny, more than likely, unless you're once again strong at running back here, and Lockett and Metcalf. It's against Detroit. A stronger defense, maybe not. But against Detroit, I'll take my chances. Last home game.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, let's close it out with the Atlanta Falcons, who came up very big in their win against Detroit this past week. You can't really look at the box score and find any reasons why, but I mean, George, they have a 5% chance of still making the playoffs. They're still alive in the NFC. Matt Ryan, I mean, super flex only. Patterson, oof, like a second and a half, just, I don't even know if he could play him anymore. I guess Gage is playable. Kyle Pitts, you can't find better tight ends than Kyle Pitts. So I suppose if I looked at it, George, Pitts is the guy I would play. And if I had to play Patterson, I would, but they're not using him like they were all season long.
Has it been the same player since he hurt his ankle? And I got to think that is a high ankle sprain. They brought him back probably too quickly. He's not the same guy, especially catching the ball out of the backfield. I mean, he doesn't do that anymore, right? He's been almost invisible here. So they're playing the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. Yeah, I don't think this is going to go well here. I don't want to start any of these guys, really. Not a one. Gage, maybe. But I don't see this being a bonanza for them at all here. And we're hearing that the weather in Buffalo, not going to be nice, possibly some snow.
Yeah, I still got to play Pitts. I'm guessing if I have Pitts, I don't have a better tight end.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
To play. He has 6 for 100 last week. Fantasy Reality is next. Also an update on the Colts quarterbacking situation.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
FanDuel Sportsbook has an updated line now, George, on the Colts and Raiders. So without Carson Wentz, the Colts have gone from -7 over the Raiders to -2.5. So I would ask you this quick question, George. You have $100 in the FanDuel Sportsbook. Would you run right now to take the Raiders and the points and say there's no possible way that Ehlinger could beat them? Or do you think, maybe there's still a chance that the Colts can win without having Carson Wentz there? Because I'm going to guess, now I could be wrong, but George, I'm going to guess that this will be the last time that you can even get +2.5 with the Raiders before Sunday. My guess.
That's where I was going with this. I think this is only going to get worse for the Colts, not better, right? This has been COVID. It's hitting them hard. I think they might lose some other players too. So, yeah, if you want the Raiders, you better take them now. I don't see this getting any better for you. I think it's only going to get worse. And who took all my money out of FanDuel now? So now I'm a little concerned. I only have $100 left.
I don't know. I don't know, George. Listen, for me, I can't even bet on FanDuel here in Florida because it's, they don't have it up yet because of just all this nonsense that's going on with sports betting here. But you're probably right. This feels a lot like Raiders-Browns, doesn't it, George? It feels exactly the same. Like, really. Like, Browns had the great running back. Browns had no quarterback. Indianapolis has the great running back. Indianapolis doesn't have the quarterback. And by the time that game kicked off, if I'm not mistaken, the Raiders were at least like 1-point favorites going into that game a couple of weeks ago. Or was it last Monday night? So, yeah. So, I agree. I think that this probably by the end of the day is Colts -1. And then probably by kickoff, pick them. That's probably my guess there. So, all right, let's turn it over to Brett. Fantasy reality time.
All right, guys. Well, yesterday, Pete Carroll spoke to the media, and he had some interesting comments about the Seattle Seahawks offseason, saying they don't need to rebuild, they just need to retool. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. The Seahawks need to retool. They don't need a complete rebuild. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Let's see, Pete. I think Russell Wilson's gone. All right, maybe you plan on staying. I think you're making $14 million a year, so I can see that you're not going to leave, at least not of your own volition there. But Russell Wilson's gone, so you're likely not to have a quarterback. Your running backs are Penny, Dallas, Collins, Carson. Yay. Not much there. All right, your receiving group is good. Lockett, Metcalf, that's a good starting duo for anybody. Tight ends are average with Everett. Jamal Adams is not the player you thought he was on defense. Your offensive line is so-so. You know, Wagner's getting up there in age. You don't have a first-round pick. And the only way you're going to get first-round picks is to trade Wilson. But you might get two of them. You can call it whatever you want. This is a rebuild. It's one of the reasons why I don't know if Carroll wants to come back because he doesn't want to do a rebuild. Well, what is he, in the 70s? He doesn't want to be there for 3-4 more years before they're competitive again in a tough NFC West. All right, you know, you got the Cardinals. Whatever we think about them, they're still a good team. San Fran, good team. Rams, good team. No, he can call it whatever he wants. This is a fantasy. This is a rebuild. You can call it whatever you want, Pete. This is a fantasy. It's a rebuild.
Pete Carroll had success with the Jets. He went on to coach USC to a national championship. He coached Seattle to a Super Bowl win. I think that there's a pretty fair chance that when it's all said and done, Pete Carroll is going to get in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a head coach. I think that there is a chance of that. But the time is over. It's done. I agree with you, George. I think that Seattle has the potential on paper with some of those things that you mentioned to be the very worst team in the NFL going into next year. I really do think that they are. I mean, with aside from Wilson, they are one trade away, either Metcalf or Lockett, from being honestly the least talented team, I think, in the entire NFL. Because, you know, Houston's going to be better than they were last year. You think Jacksonville's probably going to be better than they were last year. Detroit already looks better now than they were at the beginning of the season. I think there's a shot. Seattle is the worst. And if that is the case, then it is a rebuild. Now, the only caveat to this whole thing is Carroll is extremely tight with the ownership group there in Seattle. And so it's not about volition. I think there would have to be some sort of convincing. And if that was to happen, maybe he still stays there, George. Maybe he's in the front office of some kind. I don't know. He's also the oldest coach in the NFL. So I'm with you. They need to rebuild. they are, no matter what they do in the offseason, they are not going to be able to fight it out with the Rams and most likely Cardinals. And just look at the rosters. It's very obvious how much more talented those other teams are than Seattle. So retool, no. Rebuild, yes, unfortunately. I take nothing away, though, from Pete Carroll. Great coach, long time. I mentioned Hall of Fame with Pete Carroll. Tells you how I feel about him. Always fantastic to the media, too, both at USC and in the NFL. But I think that's it.
All right. Well, we have a fun one today because we get two pop culture questions on the show today. Craig, we'll start with you for the first one. Over the weekend, a safety for the Houston Texans, Jonathan Owens, got his first career interception. Now, fun part about this, he is the boyfriend of Olympian Simone Biles. So, Craig, we'll start with you for this one. Simone Biles and Jonathan Owens are the most athletic couple on earth. Is this a fantasy or reality?
So this took a little research here to look up Zach Ertz and his wife, and they're both great athletes. I believe one is soccer, the other one football. Went back and saw, many years ago, George, Nomar Garciaparra, played baseball at a very high level. Mia Hamm played soccer at a very high level as well. But I think currently this may win. I really can't find a duo that is better than these two. And obviously based on last week, and we're talking about, Simone Biles is as good as it gets in her sport. So I'm going to say reality. I feel like I probably am missing something here. But that's what I'll go with, just because I could not come up with a better option. Ertz was the best one that I was, sort of thinking of.
Yeah, if we were actually gambling, I would take everybody. I would take the field, right? You just have to take the field here. But as far as coming up with somebody, first of all, Biles, a gymnast. I mean, my God, that's about as athletic as you could get. All right? So, and Owen's safety. Okay, I'm going to agree with you for the same reasons, by the way. I'm sure some people are surprised they even know who Simone Biles is, but I do know who she is. Look at that. Gymnasts, like I said, you're extremely athletic to be able to do all the stunts and things they do. I don't know how they don't kill themselves when they do with all that sort of stuff there. So I'll go with yes, too. I did try and come up with somebody. I even put in a thing, athletic couples, and nobody came up that I would even compare with these two. I think Biles is just so much above everybody else. It's so difficult here. You're going to need someone in a soccer player is another person who's very athletic here because you have to do all the running for forever there. Right. So I couldn't come up with anybody, not even really anybody even close, not current anybody anyway. There were some people, former couples, depending on how you define couples as well, by the way. So that's another little tricky word there. Like I said, if I was gambling, I would take the field. But for the purpose of this question, I'll say reality.
Yeah, Robert Griffin III, former football player. His wife is a heptathlete, whatever, one of those who can do everything. Like, there's a lot of good options, but I could not come up with anyone better. So this was the best one I think Brett did come up with outside of J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Of course, they're the best of all.
Batman.
Absolutely. All right, George. Well, we saved our last question for you. Cobra Kai and Boba Fett are now both streaming. So we had to ask, and George, we'll start with you. More people will stream Cobra Kai than the Book of Boba Fett. Is this a fantasy or reality?
This one's interesting. Now, I don't watch Cobra Kai. All right. I didn't watch the original. It was Karate Kid either. I'm not a mouth macho guy. So I don't think I've ever seen the full Karate Kid. I've seen bits and pieces, but I'm not a fan. Ralph Macchio, Big Islander fan, by the way, goes to a lot of the games here. Still doesn't help me watch his movies. Sorry, Ralph. You're talking Star Wars, Boba Fett, and Boba Fett is a huge, huge icon in Star Wars. For a guy who's had very little screen time in Star Wars, I mean, let's face it, right? Empire, we pretty much see him take Han Solo to Boba Fett to Jabba the Hutt, right? And then he gets eaten by that thing in the desert in Return of the Jedi. So, like I said, funny little story there that he's got such an icon. And I love Boba Fett, too. I'm going to say this is a fantasy. I think so many people have waited for the story of Boba Fett. Yeah, I know he was in The Last of Mandalorian there. It was good to see it. But I think it's going to be a big thing here. I'll say fantasy, that Boba Fett has more streamers or more fans than Cobra Kai here. I may be wrong here. I know Cobra Kai is very popular, extremely popular, but I'll say with Boba Fett, I just know how much of a thing he is in Star Wars. I'll say fantasy here.
Yeah, I'm gonna disagree, George. I'm gonna say this is a reality. I am, like you, a huge Star Wars fan. Seen them all, watched them all, streamed them all. You know, up at midnight watching The Mandalorian. So I can speak to being a huge fan, like you are, of Star Wars and the series. But Star Wars is not for everyone. And Cobra Kai is for everyone. And I think that is the key difference here. As far as the streaming options, being able to stream on Netflix, stream on Disney Plus, let's be honest, more people have Netflix right now than have Disney Plus. That's a fact too. But really not even overall my main reason for it. I just think that Star Wars still to this day, even though you and I love it and a lot of people we know love it, it is an acquired taste. It is not for everyone. And Cobra Kai is, regardless of if you liked it previously back in the 80s when they had those three movies and then a fourth more recently, this series is very entertaining. It is worth watching. Has it drifted a little bit from its first? Have seasons two and three been as good as one? No, of course not. That's the way it is. You come up with an idea, George, you put all your best ideas into the first, and then you just kind of make it up as you go. But there's been a long time in between the third and now. And George, I'm sorry, I got to disagree. I'm going to say reality. I think more people will stream Cobra Kai. Also want to correct one quick thing just to show you what kind of fan Brett is of these. Neither of these are streaming right now. They both stream coming up this weekend. So just to be clear on that one.
I bet you have a little Boba Fett doll, don't you? Do you have a little Boba Fett figure?
I'm trying to see here. I have some Star Wars figures here, but no, I do not. I definitely have had one, but I don't have one currently sitting on my mantle here of Star Wars figures. I have Chewbacca. I mean, these are the original figures, you know, from when I was a kid. I have Chewbacca, I have Darth Vader, I have an Ewok, I have R2-D2, and then I have Luke from Hoth, G.I. Joe's up there too. Now you can't see it. It's like behind the camera, sort of thing.
My wife bought a couple of Star Wars things for my dog to chew apart. Now my dog loves to rip these things apart. She gets perverse pleasure out of ripping the stuffing out. And one was Boba Fett, and I had to take it away. So he's actually up there. Boba Fett's up there, a little dog. I can't have my dog ripping Boba Fett apart. Grogu also. Grogu would be Grogan if I gave it to my dog. So that's hiding as well. I gave the dog the bone part of it. But I wasn't as big a Boba Fett nut as some other people were here. But I'm looking forward to the streaming this weekend to come out for it. I'll be watching. Now that I think about it, though, you're probably right. The Netflix over Disney Plus, by the way, is a big thing.
Yeah, no, that's big, too. I mean, it's not to say that Netflix to me is better than Disney Plus. I love Disney Plus, but
just more subscribers.
You know, Disney Plus out in the last, 2 years, Netflix around for 15 years. We'll wrap it all up after.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Programming reminder for Wednesday. Davis Maddock, George Kurtz in the house tomorrow, noon to 2 Eastern, and I'll be back with you guys on Thursday. So hopefully you enjoy all these great bowl games going on today. But before we leave, let's turn it over to George. He's got today's very sunny edition of the Sports Grid 60.
Not sunny at all, Mr. Mish. The NHL returns tonight. The NHL, listen, they're in a tougher spot than the NBA. NBA only has one Canadian team, so they don't have to worry about the Canadian rules as much. The NHL has seven. But if you want to get the season in, you're going to have to go with it. You're going to have to do what the NBA is doing and just, hey, you're playing, all right? Because it's the COVID's not going away. Omicron's not going away. You're going to have players who have it. You're going to have breakouts here. You can't keep trying to rejigger the schedule. You're thinking this is all going to go away in 2 weeks. You're back to normal. Not going to happen. You're going to have to say, hey, pull players out of the AHL, out of the ECHL. Is it going to upset competitive balance? Absolutely. But it's the only way you're going to play 82 games. If you don't do this, you're not going to get in a full season here. You're just not. This is not going away here. And I don't know what you're going to do with the teams in Canada here. They can play a Canadian division again and really redo the whole schedule. You might have to do that as well. The NHL is a mess.
We found out earlier in the show that Carson Wentz, the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, is being placed on the COVID list. Now, we don't know as of yet if he's tested positive or if he is a close contact, but regardless of that, all the social media geniuses out there are all going to now make fun of Carson Wentz for not being vaccinated and causing his own actions, so to speak, for not playing in the game this week. Now, while all those things are definitely true, I will give you some advice. Don't make fun of other people because we're on Fantasy Football Championship Week. And if you make fun of some owner who has Jonathan Taylor or Pittman or someone else, you're going to get bit right you know where. So just take it in stride. Don't do your victory lap over this situation and accept it. And maybe you just will get lucky and your team won't get affected by COVID. I doubt it. That'll do it for the show. Thanks to Connell and LTN, to Danny and Brett and George Kurt. I'm Craig Mitch. Great Tuesday, everybody. Yeah.
There are a lot of sports talk networks out there, but we're the one that gives you actionable insights on gaming, odds,
and more.
The others?
Nah.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.